And we're joined today by Mr. Josh Olson of Angel Flight West.
Ooh, he's the executive director.
Well, that's a big title, isn't it?
Oh, he's the top dog, the big cheese.
Yeah, numero uno. It just barely fits on his card.
It does.
How you doing, Josh?
Good. My head is exploding as we talk here.
Yeah, that's all right. We noticed, but it's okay.
Hey, we need to expand the studio a little bit, so it's fine.
Actually, it's the converse. It's a really humbling experience to be an executive director of an organization where there's so many volunteer pilots that I personally admire so much, using their time, their talent, their passion for flying to give back to those in need. It's really a special group, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, how many pilots are there in the group?
So we have 1,400 pilots, and our territory covers the western half of the U.S., so from Montana down to New Mexico and west. Patients flying out of any rural or major airport there need treatment that's not available in their area. Our pilots will go pick them up at the airport closest to their home and deliver them to the airport closest to their medical treatment so they can have access to that health care that can often save their lives.
What kind of qualifications do you need to be an Angel Flight pilot?
Well, you have to have 250 PIC hours, 75 cross-country. Class 3 medical or above, some minimal insurance requirements of $500,000 per plane and $100,000 per seat. But most of all, you just have to love to fly and want to give back.
Do you typically want a four-place aircraft, or do you do a lot of two-place where it's just pilot and patient?
We don't discriminate on planes. We do suggest to patients sort of best practices. And I should take a step back. Experimental planes for human travel aren't authorized, but we do a lot of transporting blood and organs and that type of thing that experimentals participate in. But certified aircraft, we recommend to our patients that are requesting our flights to keep it to two people or less, and 400 pounds or less is usually the best formula for finding a pilot. Once you get above that, your available pilot pool starts to shrink. But we have everything from people that fly, 152 all the way up to Gulfstream.
Now, so you said something there that I didn't realize. You not only transport patients, but you transport organs and I guess you could say parts.
Yeah, that's right. So, our mission is to arrange free air transportation, non-emergency air transportation for people in need or for other compelling circumstances. So we do have a few partners. For example, in the Pacific Northwest, there's a group called the Seattle Blood Center, and we do a tremendous amount of flights for them. They do rural blood drives. And as you can imagine, the viability of blood, especially with plasma, only lasts for so long. And when you're doing it in the Puget Sound and some of those islands and so forth, a ferry or a van ride doesn't give the viability that you need. So our pilots volunteer in those circumstances to bring, boxes of blood back to the center so they can process them and make sure they have maximum viability.
Oh, that's good.
Speed is of the essence there when it comes to medical flights and everything. Question for you. Do you take critical care patients, or are these just ambulatory patients seeking treatment that's not available?
Yeah, great question, Eddie. We do non-emergency flights, so there's no medical care on board. People have to be ambulatory and medically stable and have a medical release stating so from a doctor that they're okay to fly in a small non-pressurized plane, and they can get on and off that airplane with limited assistance.
How many of the people that you've flown have never flown before in one of those, non-pressurized small airplanes?
All the time. In fact, I was just looking at the flights today. There's a nine-month-old baby that we're flying that lives in Crescent City. For anyone who's flown into Crescent City, it's right there on the ocean. It's very rural and remote. There's just not good access to health care. It would require, an eight-hour car ride either way for a family that, is lower socioeconomic, doesn't have reliable transportation. So that's where they're really only hope. But at the same time, they've never seen an airplane. They don't know quite what to expect. And so we walk them through that process as best we can. And the pilots are great. It's like introducing, it's like a young Eagles flight. You're introducing someone new to flight. And oftentimes we hear back from patients that the flight itself is part of their healing process. They get to get up above the clouds and away from the world for a while, and their, stress and worries and illness, that's a really healing part of it. And many of them just sleep the whole way.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Being up above it all and looking down at the earth from a small airplane, it's got to be therapeutic. because I know I always feel good when I do that. And somebody who's sick and is getting treatment for whatever their ailment may be, it's got to be an uplifting experience.
It allows them to forget about the sickness for a while.
It does.
Exactly right.
It's a small vacation.
And you nailed it on the head. I mean, these are magic carpet rides. We call it the gift of flight. I mean, that really is a gift to give people to get up away from the world and experience that. And at the same time, give them access to the care they need for their healing process.
What's the average length of flight or distance of flight?
So when we arrange the flights, our coordinators try to keep them at 300 miles or less. Our maximum distance that we'll fly in small aircraft are 1,000 miles. And so then we do handoffs. So we'll do a couple hundred miles handoff, a couple miles handoff, and then deliver to the hospital.
Okay. So yeah. They actually could get multiple hops, multiple planes, multiple pilots.
Yeah, in fact,
that's cool.
In fact, we once had a handoff where we flew a 172 for the first 150 miles, and then they got off and got into a Lear for the last 800 miles. The guy flying the 172 said, "I'm glad it wasn't the reverse. I'm glad they didn't have to get off that plane and then get onto mine." But every little flight helps, and it doesn't matter what you fly. People are in need of this transportation, and we would encourage anyone to sign up or support Angel Flight West.
Well, you guys had to have been drastically affected by 9/11. Were you still flying on a limited basis, or were you completely grounded?
There's a great story. Angel Flights were among the first flights in the air after 9/11. We were given clearance to deliver blood and organs across the country. And there's one pilot that we have in Northern California who is one of those pilots, and he said, "It was really weird flying San Francisco to L.A. and getting clearance to land about 50 miles outside of San Francisco. There was just nobody on the radio.
No traffic at all.
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, he said it was the most eerie flight he's ever had. There's just no activity, no noise, no traffic.
But boy, the approach was nice. Right to the gate,
That's right. No delays.
That's
right. I'll give you one more plug. So we started something last year that was first of a kind. It's almost sort of the Oscars of volunteer aviation, where we bring legends of Hollywood and legends of aviation, and we bring them together in the same room. But instead of honoring them, we're honoring pilots who go above and beyond to give back to their communities. And these people are coming alongside us and celebrating them. So we had the first one last year under the Endeavour Space Shuttle. LA. Yeah, it was great. And EAA's own Sean Tucker was our host. He's on our host committee. Clay Lacy was there. Bob Hoover was there. Chuck Aaron was there. Robert Zemeckis, the director, you know, from Forrest Gump.
And Back to the Future.
Yep. Who's also an aviator and has actually offered his planes for Angel Flight to fly people to and from treatment with some of the pilots that operate those planes. And then Greg Kinnear, the actor. Many people don't know that he has done his work as a pilot. He was there too, and we had a whole host of great people, and then we recognized other volunteer pilot organizations, other pilots that have gone above and beyond to give back. It was really a special night. Often aviation gets a bad name. We're based at the Santa Monica Airport, and you know, we have the local community trying to shut us down. But a lot of people don't know the life-saving work that goes on with aviation, and not just Angel Flight, you know, air ambulance flights, medical flights, you know, emergency transplants, those types of things that couldn't be done without the power of an airplane. So we were proud to celebrate that and stand on that platform, and we're having it again this year, May 30th, same spot. With the astronauts and under the space shuttle. And we'd love to have anyone sponsor and come along and support us.
Okay, now it makes me wish two things. That A, I finished my pilot's rating, and B, that I lived in California.
Yeah, no kidding. When you have these Angel Flights scheduled, who's paying for the gas?
Another great question. As many of you know, the FARs don't allow for compensation of pilots for charitable flights. So the pilots are donating all this out of their own pocket. And I give this talk a lot, you know, to service clubs and different groups, and I get that question all the time. And then I have that answer that they're free and the pilots pay for them. And everybody says, wow, And that's my response too. It's wow. It's a really,
it's not trivial.
Yeah, it's a really generous gift for these pilots. But at the same time, they do what they love to do, and there's no better way to do it than giving back in this way.
Are there any pilots out there that are using Angel Flights to build up their flight time to, say, advance their ratings or piloting careers?
Yeah, I get quite a bit. In fact, I ran into two pilots here that said the only reason that they're still keeping current is to fly Angel Flights. It gives people a reason to fly. And something to feel good about. And so it's a great way to stay current and build time and proficiency.
It's always more fun when you have a friend along.
That's right.
And especially if you have a worthy cause, too. That's a good motivator.
Absolutely.
Worthy causes, they're good because they don't add weight to the aircraft.
Yeah, that's right. And there's no STC for them either.
That's right.
Well, I was going to say, do you sometimes have to arrange Angel Flights for funeral, death in the family funeral type things?
We wish we had enough pilots and resources to accommodate that. We get that request all the time, but we don't fly for funerals. We do occasionally fly for people traveling to be with someone in end stages to caretake for them or say goodbye. But the funeral request is just too many people have that request for us to accommodate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You'd be swamped. Okay. Do you have trouble getting pilots?
We always need more pilots. We're just sort of scratching the surface in terms of need. In healthcare specifically, the biggest barrier to healthcare after cost is transportation. And so there's more need out there, and we need more pilots, and anyone can sign up.
All right. If I'm a pilot with a Watts's 350 and I want to fly for you guys, how do I get involved?
Well, you can go to our website, www.angelflightwest.org. You can learn more there, and you can sign up right there. It's free. You'll get a little orientation from another Angel Flight pilot to kind of give you the help teach you the ropes, and then you can sign up for a flight. You fly when and where you want. There's no obligation to fly. It's all based on your schedule and your preferences.
All right. Well, this has been Josh Olson from Angel Flight West. We thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dave, and thanks, Eddie. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
Thanks
very
for
much.
Making me laugh today.
We try.
Yeah.
We look in the mirror every morning and laugh. But anyway.
And we wonder why our wives love us, too. Yep. So, but they
all right.
do.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.